November 29th. Transmitting compassion. If I am concerned with compassion, with love, with the real feeling of something sacred, then how is that feeling to be transmitted? Please follow this. If I transmit it through the microphone, through the machinery of propaganda, and thereby convince another, his heart will still be empty. The flame of ideology will operate, and he will merely repeat. As long as you are all repeating that we must be kind, good, free, all the nonsense that the politicians, the socialists, and the rest of them talk. So, seeing that any form of compulsion, however subtle, does not bring this beauty, this flowering of goodness, this compassion, what is the individual to do? What is the relationship between the man who has this sense of compassion and the man whose mind is entrenched in the collective, in the traditional? How are we to find the relationship between these two? Not theoretically, but actually. That which conforms can never flower in goodness. There must be freedom, and freedom comes only when you understand the whole problem of envy, greed, ambition, and the desire for power. It is freedom from those things that allows the extraordinary thing called character to flower. Such a man has compassion. He knows what it is to love, not the man who merely repeats a lot of words about morality. So, the flowering of goodness does not lie within society, because society in itself is always corrupt. Only the man who understands the whole structure and process of society and is freeing himself from it has character, and he alone can flower in goodness.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.